Hello, champions, and welcome to the What's My Role podcast, episode 6. We're a group of adventurers exploring the many realms of World of Warcraft and MMOs, sharing our experiences, learning our roles together, and embracing the chaos. I'm Bean, joined today by Donix.
Hey.
Golden.
Howdy.
And Vindo Viper. And today's topic is starting a guild.
Yeah.
So we'll start with some channel updates, we'll do some WoW news, recap our week in Warcraft, and then we'll get on to the main topic. So channel updates a lot this week. I've been busting my ass. We've got our logo. Pixelart guy hooked us up with the logo. And we have... Oh. He did show up sort of on time.
That's not the logo, just to be clear.
That is not the logo. Anyways, Pixelart guy finally showed up with the logo. We've got the static, and then we've got the animated logo that I'm putting at the beginning of the videos. And I guess at the end, too. A lot of work all at once. Because we've been making them for weeks now, but we finally got to putting them all out there. So yeah, that feels really nice. We've got some people stealing some of our memes on Instagram and TikTok. That's fun. I don't know what you guys...
Let's roll through the things you wanted to go through first. Yeah, let's just go through what we go through. We'll get to that, man. We'll get to it.
Yeah. Okay, what else? We've got our website up. So if you want to hit up whatsmyrolemmo.com, you can check out the website. There's not much on it yet, but work in progress. And then we're working on a role race video that will be deciding our roles in the new Questline Chronicles series.
Hey. I'm going to join you on. I'm still playing catch up here.
That's fine. I don't think I missed anything with news, though. So we'll just move on to the WoW news. So Season of Discovery, Phase 2, February 8th. We are recording this on February 1st, so about a week out from it. And with that will be a 50% XP buff until you reach level 25.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to be leveling a little bit faster than anticipated with the Questline Chronicles series, at least until we reach 25.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Captain Cracker's Parrot, you can get from Amazon Prime Gaming. So,
really?
Yeah. Check that out. And then there's the February trading post, which I don't know if any of you guys looked at any of that stuff.
Do you know if that...
No, I didn't.
Is that classic or is that like retail WoW?
The Cap'n Crackers?
Yeah.
I don't know off the top
of my head. I assume it's retail.
I don't think they ever had like pets until like Wrath or something. I forget what it
was. It would probably be retail. Yeah. But you can just pull up WoW News.
That's a lot of
work. Directly on their website.
I rely on your newsfeed for all of my WoW News. So.
Oh, okay. Captain Crackers. Well, Cap'n Crackers.
It's like Cap'n Crunch. He's not actually a captain. Like, he doesn't own a boat.
It doesn't say, but the pictures make it look like it's retail. Anyways, that's very minor news. It's a February trading post. Yeah. There's like a wooden mannequin charm. There's a two-seater rocket for 100 traders tender. It's kind of cool. It's like a flying pink fox. It's like 750.
Like a mount?
Yeah, it's a mount. It looks,
oh, no
it looks
kidding.
Pretty cool, honestly.
Oh, it's like the Valentine's Day event, like mounts and stuff.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, do they sell like the love rocket?
I think that's what that two-seater is.
Yeah.
X-53 touring rocket.
Yes.
Need to get that.
Yeah, they changed the name. They changed the name. Let's be real.
That makes sense. what else is in there? Anything cool? Oh, there is a sword that I thought looked pretty badass. The Ruby Fellfire Spirit Blade.
Ooh.
And there's a matching
mug?
Shield. Yeah. It's a
one-hand
sword. Ruby Fellfire Split Blade. If you literally just pull up the WoW website, you can scroll down and you'll see the...
Oh, wow.
It looks pretty badass, right?
Holy crap.
And then the bonus reward, Love Witch's Attire. So... You can kind of look sort of like anime Sailor Moon kind of outfit.
That's what I've always known for.
I know that's your thing, so
yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I could see your Demon Hunter rocking that.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Nani?
Okay, so I guess we'll circle back to the meme stealers because I know you guys had some stuff to say about that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that really kind of pissed me off. And it's funny because like I didn't make it, like you did that whole thing, you know, like that was your thing, and I think we all thought it was just really well done. You know what I mean? Like it perfectly encapsulated like the that joke, right? That right, that whole vibe that some people take way too seriously, and we never take it. We joke about it sometimes, right? On the off chance if I ever do DPS, but we don't really care. But we know it's a joke out there.
for everybody listening or watching, I had made a meme about Frank the Tank raid boss, and it's just Frank from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia getting mad at an employee that he has done the job of. But I kind of framed it as when the tank does like out damages the DPS and he's like, did I just do your job for you? And he's getting mad. Oh yeah. And then like a vote to kick pops up and it's like Frodo Fraggins from Illidan. But yeah, that's the meme I made. I had fun making it. I think I did pretty good. It's got like 70,000 views on TikTok, but WoW Entertainer on IG just posted it as their own. Tried to message them. They haven't responded. And then some other TikTok posted it. They did put my What's My Role handle in there, but they still kind of posted it as their own. They didn't repost mine.
Mikey did hit it, you know, good on that one, obviously.
Right.
Because they've received massive views from ours and theirs.
Yeah.
So it just sucks that we weren't, you know, plastered as the group of origin.
Yeah, because I posted it on IG, TikTok, Facebook. I posted it on everything. On IG, it blew up. On Instagram, same exact meme, only got like about 1,000 views. Yeah. And then this WoW Entertainer, who has like 130,000 followers or some crap, posted it themselves and they got like 60,000 views in like 7 hours.
What's up, Beck? Beck just joined us. We're talking about the short or the meme that Bean made and got used by other people without attributing credit.
Yeah, that's dirty shit.
Yeah.
And
I've had that done before.
And the guys whole account is nothing but memes and stuff he's snagged from TikTok and stuff like that, and that stuff's gonna happen. It'd just be nice for them to shout out the where it originated from, like the people that actually worked on it and took time to put it together instead of just benefiting from someone else's work.
I think it's the biggest thing too is like it's not like boohoo, like we're just so sad about it. It's just like, it's just tough. It's more so, I think, a bigger thing for us because we're just starting. And so it's kind of a lame experience to be just starting. And, you know, he got such good approval through viewership. And then, you know, that kind of gets shifted to somebody else for taking credit. And since we're just starting, I think that hurts a little more than when you're well established, you know?
Oh yeah. Cause we barely have any followers cause we're just getting into it. So them just simply, you know, throwing our handle in there and giving us the tiniest bit of a shout out would be extremely helpful for us.
Yeah.
Did they say anything about it?
They didn't answer me when I messaged them. So I'm probably just going to like file a claim just because.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that I want to like be like that, but I messaged them. Right. I was like, hey, I made this. Can you please like put my handle up there and like pin my comment at least?
Yeah, they're just trying to steal other people's content. Yeah. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's all they care about. So it sucks.
Just to play devil's advocate, where does it lie with the fact that we took like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia stuff to make that meme? You know what I mean?
Well, I think it falls under fair use because I've completely transformed the the context of it.
Right.
And I'm not accusing. Yeah. I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We don't own the material in and of itself, but the transformation to have it correlate to WoW was his doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's not like I don't intend for us to make money or the main thing of the account to be memes. That's just kind of something I did for fun, and I obviously want people to see it and kind of see, oh, that's their sense of humor, and they'll be more likely to, I don't know, follow us. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to claim anything really from it. I just want a little bit of, hey, shout me out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like, if you think it's funny and it's great and you want to share it on your page, awesome. But, you know, at least give credit to the people that spent time to create that. You know, if people think our stuff's funny and they want to share it, awesome. But, you know, you got to understand that someone spent a lot of time on that thing that you're getting views from. And it's just not fair.
Yeah, just drop a tag.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, for real.
If he would have put it up and had our tags on it, and it's like, oh yeah, look at this cool thing I found on TikTok. This is the creator. I'd be stoked because that's just them sharing, you know, something they like that we did. But yeah, that's not what happened.
Yeah, it's not fun either, right? Because we're definitely not in this to tear anyone else down who's in the community, right? It's just, it sucks and it's kind of a downer where I feel like anyone who's involved in the WoW community to whatever degree, it should be supportive, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So it doesn't even make it fun that you know, it's not fun that you have to have somewhat of a confrontation or issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Because I was actually following this account before they did this. So,
oh man!
I like the stuff they were posting.
Holy hell!
You've been looking at
I was going through my feed. Looking at WoW memes because that's what I do. So, yeah. And then I saw my own meme. I'm like, "What the fuck?"
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah. So I was like, "Damn it!"
Memes sting operations. What you did?
Yeah, I mean, and this stuff happens, and it's going to happen. And I mean, like we had talked kind of earlier about, you know, privately, there's not a whole lot we can do about it.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
And really, you know, us talking about now is just for, you know, venting our frustrations about it.
Yeah.
But we know that this stuff's going to happen. And it just is what it is and it sucks. But being a small, you know, smallish channel right now and starting out and trying to get things going, it's kind of a kicking the nuts, you know.
Really hamstring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Dude, I had my first stream Instagram account taken completely.
Yeah. And it's still up there too.
Yeah. They did nothing about it after filing report.
I think I might still follow that account.
I still like their videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're part of the problem.
I remember when this used to be back. Good times.
That sucks, man.
But yeah, we'll get over it, and we'll still make memes from time to time. So
yeah,
yeah.
If we make some shorts from the podcast, though, that's a lot harder to. I don't think anyone's gonna really steal that.
No,
be like, I'm Mikey.
That's me.
They're just gonna put their face over yours.
Yeah, like Nick Cage and John Travolta face off.
Yeah, there you go.
They're gonna use that AI stuff and just deep fake over you.
I am Mikey. Follow me.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I guess we'll move on to our week in Warcraft.
I'll go. Screw it.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh man, what a bummer with the keys, right? So Donix and Bean and I were trying to get our mythics done with Aspen, which is another person that we play with typically a lot when it comes to Mythic Plus content, and we had keys for dungeons that we really didn't need to press. And I mean, to our own fault or our own doing. We waited till the night, right? The night of reset, night before reset. And you don't really have a lot of people going around that time trying to push keys that don't already have like full groups, or at least that's how it felt on our server.
Yeah.
And so that kind of sucked that we couldn't really push the keys that we wanted. And we thought that, and this is just like a just ignorance mistake. Like, we thought we could get our key swapped if we just like pushed a random mythic zero. That didn't work. yep. We thought that if we ran we basically couldn't get a fifth. We couldn't get a fifth. We couldn't get the third DPS that we needed. We found a solo DPS. Yeah, I mean, you know. Oh yeah, sorry. This is all Vex and Vindo Viper's fault, technically, if we're being honest. So Vex, you know, just left us out. But we ended up finding this solo DPS wanting to push Waycrest Manor 3, right? Is that what it was?
Two or three. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was a two or
it
three.
Was a two.
And we're like, oh, right. Was it a two? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a two. You're right. So we thought, like, oh, yeah, we'll push this key with them. And then the lady will pop up at the end to let us, like, swap our keys. And no, that didn't happen. So
yeah,
we ended up pushing.
Why?
So what? We timed, like, one.
Destroyed that dungeon for him.
We pushed the Black Rook Hold 6. It was so easy. Yeah. And then, like, that's kind of the only real progression we were able to make.
Before reset,
And then, sure enough, on reset, we all end up with the same plus key dungeon.
All of us got Black Rook Hold.
We all got Black Rook Hold plus 6.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah. At least we know it. So
that's like when we got the Natal Dazar one, and then we just ran.
We just kept running it, which is kind of nice.
I feel like ran it like four or five times that night.
Yeah.
We still don't
overall really good, but that, yeah.
But yeah,
I need to start playing more WoW again.
Yeah,
bro, we need you.
Time.
Yeah. Make things a little bit easier if we don't have to do so many pickup groups.
Yeah.
We're about to get the goat up. Get the goat in there.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I'll tell you what, after the stream. But.
Yeah, story of your life.
I do want to hear about the mouse, though, afterwards. Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a learning process.
It's a new mouse.
There's some buttons that kind of sticky. I'm kind of curious about, but we don't have question 3 on here. We're just going to roll with
you're
it.
Not curious about it. You know what it is.
Yeah. So just so the audience understands, Goat's new to WoW, right? And I know we've talked about that in a couple of the podcasts, but also he's new to using an MMO mouse. So it's going to be a whole new thing for him. We're really hoping that it makes the game more enjoyable and more, functional for him.
Should open up combat for him.
Yeah.
Sure. I just got to get used to it. Like, I can't worry. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. We're not doing that. We're just up throwing it and we'll just go play
that. Dude, it's just like playing a rhythm game with your buttons on the mouse. You just like figure out a pattern and then you're like boom, 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 knocking it out.
I found it easier to come in with that. Start putting things like your mount and other buttons that you use like all the time on those, even if that's not like the way you want to use it in the long run, but you get used to just like passively pressing those buttons to do what you
want. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Instead of using it the numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, and just top row is my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what I'm going with. I gotta play with it.
Oh, wow, you got a system going already.
Yeah, I would keep it in the order your buttons are though, man. I wouldn't do like a it's up totally up to you. But you're gonna have to key bind. You're gonna have to key bind with it. And then use shift, right? You've essentially doubled the amount of buttons that you have available on the mouse once you start assigning shift.
Over here. Okay.
We're gonna show you.
down here.
I got you, Boo. I got you. But anybody else have anything on Mythic Plus?
Did you play any Vindo Viper this week?
No, I played a little bit of Classic just to get some runes and stuff. I'm trying to get all the runes before we leave
Moldor.
That's
what I did.
Because none of us are coming back. And like, we'll go to Barons, but we're not going to want to go back to Moldor because Thunderbluff sucks. We all know it.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
I played some Classic. Got up to level 11, so I'm not too far behind you guys after this weekend.
Yeah, I think I'm like 10 and a half or something. So.
Yeah, I played like 20 minutes worth the other day, but my new work schedule is going to kill me now. I don't play during the weekdays.
I'm going to get my character up tomorrow. Yeah. I haven't really jumped
I'll jump on
there
with
yet.
You.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to try to play a little bit in the day, too.
We were getting into some like gear crafting a little bit and professions,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I got my cooking and fishing maxed out, and I did go on the auction house and I bought a recipe for like pretzels or something. There's fortune cookies.
What's the buff on it?
It's for my rogue. It's like, I think it's an agility.
Oh, okay.
But
like a short burst,
guys,
like a 30 second.
I don't remember off the top of my head. I'd have to look at it. But if you guys all look into what buff food, like foods you need to eat, I can go buy the recipes and cook shit for everybody.
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
Thanks, Mom.
Yep.
Pack me my PB&J.
Yeah.
Can you cut off the crust?
You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
If you love me, you'll cut off the crust.
Oh, you're not getting the crust cut off, man.
Oh, Sunny D, all right. Mom's awesome.
You better not be a naughty boy. All right, so I guess we can go ahead and move on to the main topic if nobody has anything else to say about the channel or news or how their week's been.
No, the only other thing I was going to say is, you know, how we started our new Crestline Chronicles series and started playing through that and recording on that. We'll have those out here sometime soon. And then, which I don't know. We won't go too deep into that since it's coming.
Yeah, I do have a video basically made for the whole roll race. And when we put that out, that'll kind of get out of the bag.
Yeah.
For what we all are ended up, you know, playing. But I think I just need to really do the thumbnail for it. And I might have a couple of y'all do some voiceover real quick for me.
You have a concern.
But yeah, that's coming. Perfect. And I guess we'll move on to the main topic of starting our guild. We have already made the guild. It's been made for a minute, but we haven't done any recruiting or growing, really. It's just been, you know, we've been using it for the personal benefits, really, so far.
Yeah.
So we have the Mythic Mafia on Murden on Alliance side. I guess we can just kind of talk about what we want from a guild going forward and how we want to grow and what we want the guild to be about, what we want the culture to be like, that type of stuff. So anybody that just kind of has anything that they want to say or speak on about the topic, just feel free to.
I'm comfortable no matter what with the guild. If it doesn't grow, if we don't ever really recruit or whatever have you, I'm fine with it just being our group. I think we still, you know, the benefits of the guild bank, like we talked about that, right? So when the War Within comes out, we want to start pushing professions, right? We can contribute things to the group. It's going to cost gold. So I think a big part for us is going to be making sure we continue to contribute to that before the expansion drops so we can kind of have a good footing when we start trying to push content there. And if we get people, I think it'd be really good. That'd be fun. That'd be fine. I don't think we're ever going to be like sweaty tryhards in the sense of not that we don't sweat, what? Not that we don't try hard.
Yeah.
I just mean that we're definitely not criticizing anyone for playing this game.
We're not the type of people that are going to be like, if you're not performing in our guild, we're going to kick your ass out.
Yeah, we're not going to
we'll steal your memes.
Yeah, yeah. If you steal our memes, we'll publicly humiliate you and kick you from the guild.
On a podcast.
But yeah, that's kind of the same vibe I was thinking for the guild. Like, we do have a Discord and we kind of want to start growing a little bit of a community. So it'd be nice to kind of get some people into our guild and people that will maybe, you know, run stuff with us on a more consistent basis so we don't have to pug on any night, still on any attack. Given night.
Yeah.
That's your own fault that you feel that way.
What was this?
That is not my fault.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of like spam inviting. Like, I don't want to just be like, oh, hey, no. Come join our guild, but. I mean, I do want, like, raiding. I love raiding, man. Raiding in WoW is some of the best fun. And the current raids, at least not the newest stuff, I haven't touched the new ones, but raiding from, like, the last two or three expansions has been just awesome. Like, the mechanics are cool. Everybody's involved. You feel really good when you push something and just make it happen. And they got the flex raid system, which means that all we need is 10 people. The problem is, you know, we're going to have a couple of us not make it and a couple other team members not make it. So if we can have 15 to 20 people that are consistently there, they don't need to be hyper geared. I mean, it'd be nice, but
of course,
you know, get all that ready so that we can just start slapping through, you know, hey, let's do Tuesdays and Thursdays from, you know, 2 hours a run or an hour and a half or so, and just knock out some dungeons, see what we can do.
Yeah, that'd be really
fun. That's a great idea.
I've actually only done like one raid, and it was only just LFR.
Oh,
and
man.
It was Shadowlands. That's all I have.
And LFR is like, not knocking it, but it's Babytown Frolics. You can mess up all day and you'll just make it through it. Right.
Sometimes.
But the raid probably, like, everybody finished it, I'm assuming, right?
No, we did not finish it. Okay, well, I knew the mechanics and everything, but people were so, like, so bad. I don't know. I don't know if they didn't care or if they were just new to it or what.
It's LFR.
It was not going well for us.
Well, what's funny about LFR is that people get used to having overgeared people in the raid and just destroying it. So the time that you don't get the overgeared people in there, people are like, oh crap, I never really paid attention to the mechanics of this. We're getting hosed.
Well, and like LFR will have some mechanic in the raid where it's like everybody got to stand in the circle or you take a bunch of damage. And in LFR, you'll take like half your health. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, someone will just heal you back up.
Yeah.
In normal raid, it'll take like 80% of your health. It's like, oh my God, I'm almost dead.
Right.
And then like in heroic, it'll kill you. And then in mythic, like unless like the circle will be super tiny and it'll kill you. Like it just gets crazier as you go up. It's way fun in normal and heroic.
That adds in statement to look forward to dying.
Oh, you're going to die a lot.
I just wouldn't be worried about dying because that's going to happen. Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to see us definitely grow to the point where we could support at least a 10-man raid.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and that's not to say just 10 people, but like, you know, 15, 20 people, you know, enough to have alternates if people can't make it, you know, just the ability to open us up to more content.
Yeah. I'd like to be able to grow to where people are in the Discord enough to where on any given night people are running stuff and it's a chill, you know, let's have fun kind of environment.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I want to fill both raid channels.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Right.
That would be amazing.
But yeah, I'm not going to be in like trade chat, like screaming about join our guild.
No.
I'm just going to put our Discord link in the YouTube videos. And you know, if we get any audience following that wants to join the guild, or, you know, we could do some minor recruiting, even if we just run into some friendly people, but.
Or just some open grouping.
I can post the guild in the guild recruitment where they have to actually apply.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll do tonight. I'll set that up. And then if anybody's interested, just go on Meriden, go into the search for guild and, you know, you can find us there.
Yeah. Join the Mythic Mafia.
Have we talked about what we're gonna do as far as like the positions? Like, I know we talked about like, oh, we should have like the low end be enforcers, or like how do we want to do that?
I think that's like a really fun idea to kind of structure it as if it were an actual mafia, to where we have recruits and then thugs, and then goes up to the capos and then the guild father. Which I think that would be Donix.
Donix is the guild father.
So you're the guild father.
Yeah.
And we'll be the capos, or, you know.
There you go. Yep.
But I think that's a pretty fun kind of structure. And then we can, it's a little bit of a theme to where we're running rackets and on Meriden, you know.
There you go. Yeah.
Putting hits on people.
What are we calling our guild in Classic, by the way? Are we just saying with What's My Role? Or
I don't know. We might roll with Mythic Mafia there too, or we might kind of spitball a little bit. I don't know. What does everybody else think?
Mythics don't exist.
Well, Mythics won't exist. So it won't be a. We could just be Goodfellas or something like that. Or I don't know. Yeah.
We could find some other type
of fellas.
That's right.
Mafia inspired.
Yeah.
We'll have to find something there.
Nomenclature.
Ooh, big word.
Would you like to define that?
I can, but you'd have to about face me first. And then
What? Can you
okay. Where the hell did that come from? That's a pretty steep requirement.
I don't think that's worse.
I don't think you know what nomenclature means, bud.
It's a word with another word that means the same damn thing. That's what
it is.
That
a
means.
Couple words strung together.
Sure.
Okay, so guild. Let's see. If we just take a look at these, is anybody inspired by anything? So, community engagement, no.
Personal growth, is that like a pill?
Maybe. It can be.
Lance wants all of them.
Well, that's a good topic, I guess, because I don't think any of us are really like super social in WoW, to be honest. I think we all kind of, I mean, I'll type to people when we're like running a dungeon or something, but out in the world, I'm not typically communicating with people, you know.
Yeah, I keep to myself.
Like, I think that's where Classic stood out. Like, you, I don't know if you ran into it yet, but like, if I'm in retail, if a mob's hit by your own like race or side, then it's everybody can tag it. And you can claim it. But mm-hmm. Classic, if someone else hits it, it grays it out. You're screwed. So it's like, oh hey, someone else is out here questing with me. Let's party together. Take some stuff out. I don't know. It was kind of forced you to be
more social,
like finding right. groups. There's not a looking for raid. Yeah. There's not a looking for group anymore. You actually have to like yell out on social, like, I want to go do Wailing Caverns. We need a healer. Does anybody want to join us?
Yeah, that's something I'm kind of looking forward to as we play Classic, because there's just a lot less of it in retail, to where like even when we were running dungeons, there's people that won't communicate at all.
No. Yeah.
I think the last time I really did any of that was WoD. When I did leatherworking, because there was a particular mob out in the wild that dropped like the best leather, and it was only in unique places. So like, I would join up with other leather workers, so we would go take these packs down, and so we could all get mats off of the. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing. But yeah, I'd like to become more social. You know, get to know more of the WoW community, at least you know the non-toxic part of it.
Yeah, that's the hard part, is weeding through all that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Inclusion and diversity. Yeah.
So you want to open us up to allowing? Can we allow Horde? I don't think Horde can even join.
Not in the retail, no.
Sorry, no Horde.
No. I mean,
can't be that inclusive.
Well, I mean, it could still just be like, you want somebody to play with, just come with us. I mean, we're not going to judge you just.
Yeah, well, I think
that goes. Yeah, that goes back to saying that the type of group we want to establish is a group where no one here cares if it's going to be your first time ever pushing dungeons or doing whatever. Like, everybody knows that anxious feeling, right? Like, even we get it. Like, every now and then, it's like who's the most comfortable posting a group that we need a group? Okay, you're party lead. You know, because you don't want to be the one because you don't know how to do it.
Yeah, you know, if we're playing with somebody that's like way like doing really good, and then we're kind of not doing so good. It's like,
yeah,
we you want get, our like, guild self-conscious about your performance and how you're doing and stuff.
We want our guild to be the guild that's open arms to new players.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, and for like, me, which button's the auto run button?
But I also like the idea that we have like tiers. Like, you can join and you can already be knowledgeable, or you can even come in being knowledgeable and being helpful.
Yeah.
And people can come in at varying levels and still get progression, get feel caught, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely like having kind of people that are willing to learn and to teach each other and just kind of be chill about it. Because ultimately, we're playing the game for fun, and this is not going to be like a cutting edge guild, obviously.
No.
This is my life.
If we ever get to that point, it's going to be like way down the road. But for now, we're just looking to have fun, be chill. We want to become more social. We want to build a community and join the existing community.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're someone that, you know, is positive and, you know, understands we're in this to have fun. We're not in this to be a world first guild or anything like that. You know, no matter where you're at in the game, you know, we'll get you where you want to be, or, you know, wherever. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at in the game, if you're new, if you're, you know, a returning player like all of us were, or, you know, if you're pushing crazy mythics. Like, if you want to be in a community that's not going to be toxic, going to be helpful, going to be positive. You know, that's what we're trying to do.
Hell yeah. So yeah, Donix will post that. And if you want to apply to the Mythic Mafia Murden Alliance, hit us up and we'll try and have some fun together.
Yep.
Get our social out. I don't even know what the fuck it's saying. Get our socials on. Okay. So speaking of community interaction, we have our first like actual comment from somebody on YouTube. So I'm going to go ahead and read that because it's nice to have somebody communicate with us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we had CK. Great podcast. Just found the channel. Interesting hearing about your adventures into M+. Really fun progressing into higher keys. As you get better gear and more dungeon experience, the next step is configuring UI. Importing M+ weak auras to notify you about mechanics, affixes, add-ons like Mythic Dungeon Tools, which has group routing maps, etc. So, yeah. thanks for commenting.
That's awesome.
You will forever be exalted as our first commenter.
Yeah. And good advice and good input, right? So
those are definitely great ways.
What's funny is like we all have the Mythic Plus app, I believe. It's just we haven't been using it at all.
I'm the only one who's been using it, actually.
I have it downloaded.
You just using it stuff, secretly.
I don't have that app.
Yeah, that I use it every time before we run a Mythic Plus dungeon. I pop it up and I look at the routes and then I'm like,
do?
Okay, yeah.
You gotta share that. Mythic dungeon. You can share it live so we can see what you want the route to be.
Different runs. You're like, hey, I want to try this one or this one, and like,
because I've installed it, but I haven't really opened it.
We pushed that Everbloom and I was like, oh, cool. Like, we didn't have to turn around. I was grouping the mobs. I was grouping up the mobs and doing it before the start.
Oh, I didn't know to look, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we can set that up live so that when we're in a group, it sends your route to all of us. And then
we got to do that for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to play around with that.
Because we're for sure still kind of figuring out what we're doing.
And I think a couple of us have been messing with weak auras a little bit.
Yeah, I have a weak aura for my assassin rogue, but I need to like edit it a bit because a lot of it is like really kind of just extra information that I don't really need. Weak
aura addict, man. I love it. There's like every dungeon and raid has like 5 or 10 different weak auras you can use that'll like give you timers and shit.
Yeah.
There was a dancing one back in Shadowlands where everybody had to dance and move in certain directions and it would like actively tell you the order you're going to be doing it in.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I think that's the one raid that I did.
It's a dancing hall. I remember. Yeah.
And everybody has to like run, get in position, and then they got to like move forward, backwards, left, right.
That's
and stuff.
Definitely the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So,
but also weak auras. I use weak auras for like the center of your screen. That's kind of like my generic class. I download one for every class and point of my class. So like if I'm a survival hunter, I'll have that special one there. Mm-hmm. And it just gives you timers and cooldowns and tells you when you need to be popping certain things. It's fantastic, man.
Yeah.
It's I use it
a lot in Shadowlands for my demon hunter for tanking. Mostly just to like keep track of like soul fragments because that's a big deal for certain abilities for that class. And yeah, like you're saying, you don't have to look all the way down right to your toolbar to be like, oh crap, okay, I've got this many stacks of this, okay, I can use this now. Like it's already in your peripheral while you're fighting. Yeah, it's super awesome.
Well, I use it WoW Classic. You can do the same thing, and the big one for me is like for magic or any type of mana users. Because back in Classic, you had this thing where, like, if you didn't cast for 5 seconds or out of 5 second rule, you would start regenerating mana every tick. And so, while a weak aura, you literally have your thing counting down the 5 seconds, and then
that's showing awesome. You every tick. Oh, it's got like a little visual bar for you to see too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, like I have some weak auras set up for my Dis Priest to track atonements and. Some cooldowns and stuff like that. I haven't dove super deep into it. I used to have a lot more. I've tried to simplify my UI as much as possible. But no, they're super handy, and you can find weak orders that will track anything anymore.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of stuff out there. Really, it's kind of crazy, like what you can do with it. But thanks for the comment. Hope to hear from you again. Man.
Yeah, if anybody has advice like that, we're always willing to take it on too. It's awesome.
We are. We're not the people that are going to be teaching you.
Even if we're using
We're just here for a good time.
Yeah, even though we're using some of these tools, we don't necessarily know what all they're capable of.
And we might not be using them
or how to use them.
Or how to use them. Just have a bar on my screen. I don't know what it does, but it's there.
It looks good.
It's there.
I said, I was told I needed it.
Someone said download this, so I did.
PC load letter. What the fuck does that mean?
So that's the podcast, everybody. Like, comment, subscribe. Help support the What's My Role crew. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, IG, Facebook. Join the Discord. You can find us on Meridian Alliance in retail and Crusader Strikes Horde in Season of Discovery. So thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Bye.